Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, hi, this is Gordon Tallis here.
God, that's a big collision.
You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL.
Starting to get into the grind.
Live on the Listener app.
Racing over, high-fiving everybody.
Download it now. LISTNR.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome back to hour three of the Sin Bin. We're doing it thanks to Sea-Doo. No passport, no worries. This is good for you because you love the Sea-Doo thing, Hoops, and you can't get a passport for the next few years. So this is great for you. We could get a Sea-Doo. Spud Carroll would teach us how to operate it.
Yeah.
And like
not
Spud,
that hard, Anthony. Have you ever ridden a jet ski? A lot of fun.
Right. I mean, I've been on one, but I wasn't on the back of one. Held onto their hips.
Yeah. You rode side saddle.
Yeah. But it was quite an adventure. But it was a Sea-Doo. It was a good one. It was the main thing.
As long as we don't have to launch them down at Little Kongwong, your favourite beach.
Oh, no, we'll be down there. We'll be down there. Doing a few demos down there. Drone flying above.
Aren't you currently serving a bit of a ban from down there?
Yeah, but I put my disguise on, mate. Yeah. Fake beard. Fake glasses. Aaron Woods has been with us today, and so too now we're joined by the great Benji Marshall. Hello, Benj.
Hi, mate. You know what the good news about this hour is?
What?
It's happy hour.
It's happy hour.
So I just said to Woods he can cheer up a bit. Kenny's gone. Start being himself.
The sad crowd's gone, eh?
Yeah. Mate, the first point of duty for you, what we need you to do here, Benji, is offer Woodsy some an appraisal of his 2 hours on the show.
Well, phenomenal, mate, from what I heard, and I haven't heard any of it. So
that's pretty good. Appreciate it, mate.
He's all good, mate. He's a good bloke, Woodsy. You know, people get confused about him. He looks like he's not, but he's all right.
He's a good bloke?
Yeah, he's all right.
We can trust him?
Well, back in the days when Woodsy was like 14, 15 and just coming through the grades, he was the only kid who ever trained with the first grade squad.
Right.
And without giving him too much raps, like, he had it from 14. Seriously, yeah. the footy stuff. And he trained with us from such a young age, and I knew he was going to be a great footy player, and I taught him everything he knew.
So let's say, Benji, if we gave him a job here on a more permanent arrangement, this is like the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
If you vouch for him and he turns out to be a...
Oh, no, I was talking about footy, not radio.
Oh, you wouldn't.
I'd never let him down, but.
Right. Right. Yeah,
he was good. He was good. Anyone trying to fight me, he's in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I was the only one who talked to him. All the other guys used to make them earn his respect, but I just talked to him because he was good.
Yeah, Benji's one of the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a couple of blokes that would just walk past.
No, maybe names, Farrah.
He still doesn't talk to me.
Benji, you are on fire. Origin coming up this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you looking forward to it?
I am, mate. I am. It's probably one of the days of the calendar for me where I don't have to worry about having to try to play or trying to make the team. I can sit back and actually be a fan. And well, this year is no different for me. I actually played Queensland Schoolboys, but my allegiance changed a little bit because I had a lot of mates playing for New South Wales, but I just sit on the fence now.
Yeah.
Who do you like, Benj, from the two sides that have been selected?
Well, from the sides that are selected, honestly, New South Wales, I think, have got the stronger squad and the stronger side. But Queensland, like, you look at Game 3 last year. They got pumped Game 2 and you think, oh, it's over here. And then Game 3 in Queensland, they're just a different team. They're a different side. So the only thing that worries me about Queensland is a couple of their stars haven't played a lot of footy. Like Harry Grant's been out for a while. Munster's been out for a while. I actually wouldn't be surprised if I was coaching them, I'd bring Harry off the bench, let the sting of the first 20 get out of the game. Because New South Wales, if he starts, we'll just run all your traffic at him. He hasn't played for a while. Make him make a few tackles, try and take his energy out for attack. We all know what he can do with the ball. And fatigue and origin apparently is another level. You'd probably know, Woodsy. But for him, if he's making a lot of tackles and hasn't played for a while and then tries to bring energy with the running game, that energy might not be there. So I wouldn't be surprised if the first 20 he doesn't play.
Ben, do you know last year when Harry did come to you guys, did you see straight away that, mate, we've got a player on our hands here or...?
To be fair, Woody, I wasn't sure because I hadn't seen him play.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him play either.
I saw one training session, I reckon, when he was there, and it convinced me already without having to know that he was special. I was so impressed, not just the way he trained and the way he played, but he's just such a good young kid. You know, he's like really down to earth, wanted to learn. And just like he'd turn up to meetings with a notepad and write down everything the coach would say and take it all in. And then after the meeting, you'd see him sit in the sheds and he's looking at all the writing. Obviously being new is different, but I asked him, I said, what are you doing then? He said, to be honest with you, like in Melbourne, this is normal. Cameron used to do it. Cooper used to do it. This is just what they did. You know, they write everything down and they remember it. And then it's like a full studying session. And I thought, you know what? I might start writing some stuff down.
Did you start?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to change it. But like for a kid, you know, you just don't see that stuff. And it just summed up where I thought he was going to be heading. And yeah, full credit to Harry. He's just done a really good job, hasn't he?
We heard about his name before he debuted for many years. The Bulldogs made a massive play to try and get him there. Yeah, right. And I remember speaking to a lot of people in the game about him, and he used to play up in the Queensland Cup, and Cooper Johns was in the same side. So I rang Matty Johns and asked him, and he said, mate, this kid will be the Queensland hooker for the next 10 years once he plays NRL. He's going to be a super player.
Mm. Well, you look at what he did in Game 3 last year. Seriously, like...
Off the charts. Yeah.
That just doesn't happen.
On debut. Yeah. Bench, can I ask, Cameron Munster, he got the Wally Lewis medal in the series last year. What do you love when you watch Cameron Munster play about the way he goes about things?
Oh, he just doesn't have a care in the world. You know, a lot of kids come into first grade and they don't play with any pressure. They don't play with any fear. And Munster seems to play that way every game. Like he's played over 100 first grade games now, you know, and he just keeps playing that way. And you know when Cameron Munster's on because he's running the footy and people are trying to take him down. He's like getting the legs, like people coming in to tackle the legs. And you just come in. If you come in and like he backs away and does this thing, I don't know, he gives this little smug look on his face where he's like, you can't, like, takes three or four to get him down.
Then he hits.
He's not massive, eh, Woodsy? But he's just so
frustrating,
strong.
Mate. You think you've got a hold of him and then he just shimmy and gets away from you. You talk about all week what he's going to do, but it's that hard to stop it at the same time, isn't it?
Crazy.
I heard a yarn, and this is a bit of an insight into the simplicity and genius of Wayne Bennett, where he said to Cameron leading into last year's series, kick to the corners, make your tackles, and make sure you run the ball. Run the football. That's your main thing. And you go back to game three. Yeah,
most carries
and
in the game.
It was him running the ball and coming up with chips and little grubbers down the sideline and scoring tries. And he's a genius. He's great to watch.
Yeah, but from the New South Wales side, Benj, I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing how Luai and Cleary go together at that level. Particularly Luai, what do you think, what would you be saying to him going into a big game like that?
Oh, well, you look at like these games, there's always storylines into games and there's always the reasons why people watch it. That's one of the reasons. They want to see how these two are going to go together. Mm. How's Jerome going to go? That's one of the biggest questions. But if you look at the way he's played, I reckon the last 6 or 7 weeks at Penrith, he hasn't done anything too fancy. He's done his job. He's fed his outside man. He's made his tackles, had a few runs. And Origins, is where you play the tough footy. You're coming off your line quite a lot. So you got to do a little one percentage. You have to get your kick chase right. And in the halves, he's probably not going to be doing a lot of the kicking. He'll be doing a lot of the chasing. And he's going to get some traffic running at him. So I think it's been a good setup the last few games they've had for him leading into Origin the way he's played. Because, you know, he's going to step up. And he's a confident young kid.
He was your roomie in the All-Stars, wasn't he, in the Maori All-Stars?
No, he was. I can tell why he's so confident, because, like, rooming with him is just, like, fun.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not afraid to be himself. And that's what I love about the way Ivan Cleary coaches, too. Like, he encourages people to be themselves and express the way you are on the field. Mm. And, like, with guys like Jerome, and you can see Akika and guys like at Penrith, the way they play, they express themselves. Mm. And I room with them and... he expresses himself. Let me tell you, he is, but in a good way. He's such a good young kid, and I got a lot of time for him. Yeah.
Is he like Maroon? Does he walk around his undies and do push-ups?
Well, he is like Maroon a bit. Struts around.
Well, I do walk around in my undies, but I don't do push-ups. That's taking it.
Well, we can tell. But
hey, what about Benj? The news we spoke about earlier that Timmy Sheens is going back to have an involvement with the Tigers. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great appointment. Like, all the things that I know Tim's good at is he pushes the basics. So drawing passes, two-on-ones, three-on-twos, the things that are not often coached a lot these days. And I think sometimes you can get a misconception with when you start coaching first grade. You think that all the kids already know how to do that once you get to first grade. But you'd be quite surprised. A lot of, you know, 24, 25-year-olds don't often do the basics that well. And what I can see his role doing there, especially for – they got a massive area of young kids to choose from, right? Mm. So if he can get around these young kids and develop them and do what he did for guys like myself, Liam Fulton, Woodsy to a certain extent, you know, and show them the basics to get ready to play first grade. I think it's a great appointment for him. And not only that, like, he won the club's only ever premiership there and coached that. So there's already a bit of a connection there. And, I think he'll do a great job there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic appointment. I wish he'd been there last year because it would have meant that Benji wouldn't have been let go the way that he was. And I mean that in all seriousness. And look, I've got no doubt whatsoever. You go back to the success of 2005. You go back to when the Tigers were genuine premiership credentialed side. They finished 80 minutes short that year against the Dragons when Jamie Soward kicked the field goal. They were a damn good side. And the reason for that and all the systems and structures and the streamlining of everything was all based on the Tim Sheens blueprint. So it's a great appointment.
Okay, boys, Woodsy, Benji, Triceps Hooper and Maroon. We've got a very big special guest. We're going to take a break because we've got him on hold there on the phone. Paul Green from Queensland Origin Camp is going to join us next as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Dragons 52 beat the Broncos 24. Tigers 26 beat the Panthers 6. Storm 20 beat the Titans 14. And today, Parramatta Newcastle, the boys will preview that game before we all move on. Those scores are thanks to Tyre Power. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent stock take sale. It's on now at Tyre Power. Well, of course, this man had a wonderful career as an NRL player, playing 160-plus games before he moved on to be an NRL coach, where he won a premiership with the North Queensland Cowboys. He's an old mate of the show, and he joins us now. Paul Green, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks, boys. How are you going?
Fantastic, mate. Talk us through it. What's going on in camp right now?
Well, actually, as we speak, staff and I are just going for a nice little walk along the beach down the Gold Coast. Not on the beach, on the path, I should say.
Beautiful.
Good exercise.
How do you rate the preparation to date, Greeny? Are you happy with everything? How are the injured blokes coming along?
Yeah, no, I've been pretty happy with how it's all gone. A couple of little hiccups here and there, but nothing too major. So, it's all been pretty good so far.
What's the latest with Dane Gagai? And he's got tonsillitis, is that right?
Yeah, he got tonsillitis, so he came down with that a couple of days ago. So we felt it was best, to give him a rest, get some antibiotics into him, and he should be right.
Greeny, how have you found the preparation different to lead into this Origin series compared to coaching the NRL sides?
It's a little bit more shorter term thinking, if that makes sense. Like, you're not trying to develop a team game or individual players over sort of 26 rounds. You just got to try and get it right for at least two out of the three games. So you've got players from all different clubs, obviously. So, early in the camp, it's about getting everyone together and getting them on the same page with what's going to be important for our game and then executing that.
It's a wonderful, it's a great stage for you here, Greeny, because you've had a great career yourself as a player. You've won a premiership as a coach. Now, if you can tick off an Origin Series win as a head coach, mate, you've just about done it all.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Obviously getting the game, the first game back in Townsville would be also another nice little bonus for us as well. So, I was lucky enough to play some Origin games. So to be able to, coach in that area too, I'm really chuffed about it.
Greeny, there was a little bit of surprise when you opted to release Reid Marnie back for club duties. Does that mean that in all likelihood Harry Grant will have to play 80 minutes or?
Well, we'll see how the game pans out for Harry. But given Harry hadn't played and he was coming in with an injury, a hamstring issue, we hadn't seen him. By all reports he was going well. So we just brought Reid in as a bit of insurance there just to make sure Harry did come up how he expected, and he has. So that was the reason why Reid. And the other reason was, Reid's not too far away either. So, we'd give him a bit of a taste of what camp's like. And, if he happens to get a run through the series, it's not all new to him. He knows what to expect.
Greeny, what about blokes like, you got Big Tino there, you got David Fifita there, so everybody knows what they are capable of. But, we don't want to forget how young they still are. As players, do you have to take that on board? How do you treat blokes like that in camp?
You don't treat them any differently. They're great players in their own right. They are young, so you just got to keep that in mind. And whilst they've played Origin, it's still relatively new for them. But again, it's just about creating a good, comfortable environment for them where everyone can, as I said, feel comfortable and be themselves and bring out, hopefully bring out the best.
What about the controlling your big boys before the one on Wednesday night? You know, there's a bit of a battle between Tino and Payne Haas last year. They'll be quite excited to lock horns again this Wednesday.
Yeah, look, that's part of Origin, isn't it? You know, I think everyone likes and looks forward to those one-on-one battles, particularly between the big men. So, you know, if that happens, it happens.
Greeny, have you sought out some clarity or clarification from the NRL or the match officials in relation to, there's obviously been a lot of headlines about the current crackdown. Have you spoken to anybody at head office or the referees about how it will unfold Wednesday?
No, I haven't. I haven't yet. There's nothing, you know, planned at this stage. But I've seen there's been plenty of commentary around the fact that it'll be refed the same way. But I think, you know, you'd hate to see in Origin a team with 11 or for a period of time. You know, you got the best players playing, and you know, a game could pretty quickly get away from another team if they're down to 11. So you'd hate to see that decide a game or a series. But yeah, you know, the players have been playing under those conditions now for a few weeks. So, you know, I think they're better. They're used to it, if that's the best way to put it now. I think there's been less sin bins the last couple of weeks. So, you know, I think it's sort of stabilising a little bit, if that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it does seem as though it's evening out. But will you speak to the group in the lead up, and will you mention that? Or,
well, I mean, of course you don't want to cost your team. But one of the points that I've always said is that we don't coach them to hit them in the head. So why should we start coaching them to not hit them in the head? I think, you know, the game moves pretty quickly, and at different times, you know, incidental contact may happen, given the nature of how the game's going, and particularly Origin's a bit quicker. So it's not, you know, as I said, I don't know whether I can change too many people's techniques in, you know, a couple of sessions. So, as I said, it's just more an awareness thing, and, you know, you don't want to cost your team.
What about New South Wales, Greeny? Is there any things you've highlighted where they'd be beatable?
No. They're a very strong team. Unbeatable, in fact.
I love it. Yes, well, mate, but what about, I imagine, Greeny, that toward the end there, you know, club coaching would have got pretty stressful for you. So you move away from that NRL arena. Now you do the Origin thing. Is there still the desire there to go back into club land?
Oh, look, I'd say so. You know, that is the kind of the ultimate challenge, I suppose, you know, winning premierships and coaching at club level. But for now, I'm really happy coaching Origin. You know, I've really enjoyed the camp. I'm loving what I'm doing. So for now, that's just what I'm focused on, is to make sure I do a good job there.
Greeny, I've got to hit you with a hard one. We know Alan Lang is always a huge part of Queensland State of Origin camp. Has he had a birthday in camp this time around?
He hasn't, but a couple of other blokes have.
Who has?
They definitely regretted having their birthdays.
Who has had a birthday?
It doesn't matter if it was their birthday or not. Once Alf picks on them, that's it for them. It's all over.
Well, I tell you what, Greeny, before we let you go, old mate, we just hope and pray that poor old Dane Gagai with that tonsillitis is okay and everything's right to go on Wednesday night, and we'll call the game on Triple M.
He should be, but what's an Origin series without a bit of drama along the way?
Exactly. Good on you, Greeny.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Paul Green, joining us, the Queensland Origin coach, joining us. And as I say, we've got that game for you live on the Triple M network. We got some big guests in here. Woodsy, Benji, Triceps Hooper, Maroon will come back. We'll talk about this game this afternoon and just have a look at what we haven't really touched on yet. It's all on the way as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy. The Sunday sin bin for Sea-Doo.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Is there another game they play in Australia?
The weekend is here, and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. 4 o'clock today. We've got the Knights taking on Parramatta. It's a big game for Parramatta. Had a bad fortnight, but we'll talk to the boys about that shortly. Woodsy, Benji, and Hoops, and it's time for this.
What does the fox say? Two scoops hoops. James Triceps Hooper, the Triceratops. What have you got for us?
The Redfern Rocket, the Waterloo White Ant. You absolutely love it. Look, this is a bit of a negative one, and I hate kicking off on this note, but at the moment, the Canberra Times have just broken a story. Curtis Scott, I think, has been involved in a bit of a fracas at one of the nightclubs down there. So
right.
The Raiders are obviously having a look into that. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, and we can get to six again, play on.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Johnson was, along with Aaron Woods and Josh Dugan, informed that he would no longer be at Cronulla next year this week. I reckon the Bulldogs are going to make a massive play for him. I think that they see he and Matt Burton as a quality pairing. And
what's happened to Flanagan?
Yeah, I think he's struggling. I think he's going to find it hard to get back in the side.
Wow.
Do you like that pairing, Johnson and Burton, if it was to land that way?
Well, without Sean being there, I would have probably liked to have a look at Flanagan and Burton first, you know, because just for Flano's sake, like, he really hasn't had a lot of experience, like, halves around him. Like, oh, Jake Averillo's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had people who play in the halves to be able to take a bit of pressure off him, so it's all sort of been solely on him, which is why I feel a bit sorry for him. But, you know, Sean's a good player, so it's hard to see where that's going to pan out. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Flanagan get a shot with Burton first, and look what Burton's done this year. Phenomenal, you know, and imagine that
in the centres too.
Yeah,
I mean, he played 5-8 Friday night,
but even Friday night, he was their most dangerous player.
Yeah,
Penrith's most dangerous player. So imagine having him next to Flano just to be able to take a bit of that pressure off.
Yeah, just on what Benji was saying there, Hoops. That's a real. I really feel for Flanagan, the poor kid. He's had to move clubs already. And he's a great little player.
Look, he has been dealt some hard cards. I mean, he's had some great opportunities presented to him as well. Signed by the Sydney Roosters. That obviously didn't work out there. And so as a result, the Bulldogs stepped in and again signed him to a 3-year deal. Look, if there's anybody who can get Kyle Flanagan going, it'll be Trent Barrett. Like, he was a gun half himself and he definitely knows what it takes to play well in that position. So, yeah, look, fingers crossed he might be able to get back on the field in terms of the NRL in the next few weeks and show his best footy.
There was some talk of perhaps Sean Johnson to Souths.
What do you think of that as a supporter of the club?
Well, I think that there's got to have to be some sort of, I don't want to say stopgap, but these younger halves, I don't think they're going to be completely ready, Benj, for next year. So maybe Sean Johnson comes in, has a year at Souths, these guys develop a little bit more.
What's wrong with the big fella going around one more year?
I was just about to say, was talk.
No, he's obviously ridden me off.
No, I thought fine. You weren't going around one more year. Mate, we love having you.
No, you don't have to pull the handbrake. It's fine. Just say what you think. It's okay.
I think
look
that
at
you.
Into reverse.
You know that I think that it's a disgraceful way, the way you don't respond to phone messages or text messages.
Well, if you keep bringing it up, I'll keep remembering.
Well, mate, I tell you what, I'm never going to ring you again, but that's another thing.
You haven't rung me once because you don't have my number.
No, I haven't got your number.
I sent it to everyone, my new number, to everyone in this room except you.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. You know why? Because I won't be ringing you, okay?
Good. I don't want you to call me. You know how happy that makes me?
Yeah. I'm asking you, are you playing next year?
Mate, don't take away from the segment. What did the Fox say? What else do you want, mate?
See?
On that, Benji, there was a lot of talk, and I'll ask you now, earlier in the year, obviously, you've had a great transition to the Bunnies, and there was talk that if Adam Reynolds, as has panned out, signed somewhere else, that perhaps you would go around again. Have you made a call on that yet?
I haven't made a call, but I haven't made a call for the last 5 years till the end of the season. You know, it's too hard. The season's too long and hard to know how you're feeling at the end of the year. You know, and I've just taken it season by season, and I feel like that's helped me. More than likely, I probably won't be playing. But you just never know. But at the moment, I'm not even thinking about playing. And South haven't spoken to me about playing again, that's not even
for those young kids to have you around, mate. That'd be a massive boost for that club. The knowledge you have in the game. I remember when I was a kid coming through and having a bloke like you beside me at training, seeing the things
that
because you don't just do those things on a weekend, but you do it at training as well. Yeah. So
it's funny because all those young kids, like, honestly, I'm old enough to be some of their fathers. I was born, I'm 18 years older than some of them, you know, which is quite a big difference. And the one thing they all say to me is, how come you're so immature? Like seriously, you're older than the comp, but you're younger.
Still a punish.
Yeah. I said, but yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'll learn it from Woodsy. Huh?
But see, Woodsy, you said, what about Benji running around for another year? And then he responds by saying he doesn't think he will. He hasn't made his mind up. He's in two minds about it. Well, South or any club can't sit around waiting for this bloke to decide what he wants to do next year. The world doesn't revolve around Benji Marshall.
Yeah, you're right. It revolves around you.
That's right. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, my world does. Yeah. My world does.
And ours does too. Look at your stupid questions.
And what about you, Woodsy?
Oh, here we go. Don't point. It's really the point, mate.
You got him on the back foot. You'll
be perfect for him. Because you'll just jump on board with anyone who's off me. You just jump
There's nothing
on board.
Wrong with that.
I've got my eye on you, mate. That's it.
Can I please interject here and ask Benji a serious football question? Mm. Have you seen much of young Lachlan Ilias and Blake Taff?
A little bit. I haven't seen a lot of their games. I mean, I know Lachlan Ilias is a half, and I saw some of his highlights the other day. Kid can play. And Blake Taff, in my opinion, is probably more of a 5'8" slash fullback sort of role. But it depends. They might transition Cody to halfback and play one of those guys at 5'8", because Cody does a lot of our calling at the moment, a lot of the talking in terms of the way we play. So that might not change next year. But the thing with the kids is you don't know how they're going to go until they get an opportunity. Like, look at some of the kids that have stepped up this year. Mm. Like Sam Walker, everyone's like, well, was he ready? Well, has he not been? Has he not proved that he's ready? Like young Rhys Walsh, is he ready? Well, he gets an opportunity at the Warriors, and they've been two of their best players. You just got to give them an opportunity and see what happens.
All right. Anything more from What Does the Fox Say?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of blow-ups about the crackdown, and I think everyone's in agreement that...
Zach Verlandis. Oh, sir.
Take that back.
Lucky Kenny's gone.
That was a joke. Guys, just so you know, that was just a joke.
Glad we clarified that. There's obviously been a lot of backlash and blow-up about the crackdown. I think everybody agrees that they did push it too far to the absolute nth degree. I thought Joey Johns wrote a brilliant column during the week where he said, you know, if you're a big wave surfer, you're going to come off the board sometimes when it's a bit hectic. If you're a jockey, you're going to have falls. If you're a rugby league player, you're going to go out there. And at times, it won't be deliberate, but there will be innocuous, unintentional contact where you'll get clipped in the head somewhere. So, Anthony, you know all about that.
Yep.
You've been getting clipped in the loaf of bread since day dot.
Absolutely. I've absolutely had the, you know what, kicked out of me when I was 14 in the...
Is this the Randy Wicks incident?
No, this is the boxing ring at South Police Boys Club. Oh. Big Greek kid named Dennis punched me in the head and broke my glasses. So I think I might have some sort of a concussion.
Can
thing.
You send me his number? Oh, you don't have mine.
I think he's. So, mate, I don't want your number.
No, all right.
Right?
Can I just going. Check? Why were you wearing glasses in the boxing ring?
Well, I couldn't see him without the glasses on. And Benji, just to put this matter to bed, I don't have your number, but I have your mother's. Cha-ching!
Oh, that's so... Should I tell him about my mum? No, I won't say that.
It's a low blow, that.
Really?
Yeah, man. Nah, she loves it. It's all good.
Oh, you're too much,
Anthony.
Benji.
The point I was going to make is if you look at Ryan Pappenhausen at the moment, like we haven't seen him since Terrell Fumiano put that stiff arm on him at Magic Round and knocked him cold. And I think that's an example. Like, we want to see players of the caliber. He's one of the superstars of the game. We haven't seen him for a month, and he's still going to be out for another couple of weeks.
This is the crazy thing about rugby league players. Is we're not that open to change.
Yeah.
Until change happens, and then we adapt to it, and then we're like, oh, okay, that was the right thing. But that's... And I've been playing for 19 years. Like, not a lot has changed about the contact of the game, right? And to get used to that, it's hard. At the start, I was fully against it, fully against it. And as it's gone on and gotten, like, clearer and clearer for me now, all they're trying to do is protect us and the kids coming through and the mums to be able to say, oh, I want my kid to be able to play rugby league. And on that note, that's a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and they policed it hard, sure, and it seems like it's backing off a little bit. But in the long run, I'm glad someone's looking out for the players.
Mm.
That's the positive part.
Okay. Is there anything else in What Does the Fox Say?
Well said, Benji.
Mm. I've been in radio since about 1987. That is fitting him the worst segment I've ever been anywhere.
Don't turn on
There's
me.
There's only one worse.
Don't turn on me because you just had several different shades of colours punched out of you, okay?
Well, I've got to tell you that our friend Alistair that runs a Settlers Hotel in Port Macquarie.
The one that you promised hotel. The one yeah. that you promised to dress up in a Roosters cheerleader.
No, that's another thing altogether. He
yes.
told me he saw you playing footy at boarding school.
Yep.
And you were the first, your grandmother nearly literally died of embarrassment when she came to see you play.
Mate, don't bring Thelma.
What position?
Don't bring Thelma into it, okay?
What position?
I used to play rugby union, Anthony.
Oh, what position? What position do you reckon he played?
Me. I played open side break.
I reckon he wouldn't
know.
Have got
a, he's not a small dude.
I reckon he wouldn't have got a start. I reckon he would have got maybe when
unlike the, you, I didn't sit on the bench the whole game with the ice cream container upside down strapped around my head, okay?
But look at you now, but
yeah.
Best timer out here on radio.
It's happy hour. You got to have a laugh, Anthony.
Yeah, all right, we'll take a break.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. And, of course, the Sunday Sin Bin is brought to you by Sea-Doo. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why it's Australia's number one. Looking for an escape or adventure? This is what you got to do. No passport, no worries. It's all about the Sea-Doo. And, of course, wherever you are on Wednesday night, if you want to listen to Origin, maybe you're working, you're driving, you got to listen to it rather than watch it. I hope you listen to it here on Triple M. And you can do that via our listener app if you want. You can now stream every NRL and AFL game on Listener. Download it now. LISTNR. Listener with Woodsy and Benji and so to Hoops and Maroon. It's been a very full-on show today. Hoops, before we go, we've got a big game about to kick off at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, 20 years since the 2001 grand final. It's Old Boys Day for the Newcastle Knights, and traditionally they always put in a stoic performance to honour all the players who've worn the jumper of the Newcastle Knights over the years. Today, though, Benji, they're missing a lot of firepower, aren't they?
Well, they are, and they've been missing a lot of their halves for most of the season. And, you know, they did put in a great performance last week off the back of young Phoenix Crossland. I thought his kicking game got them home, just kept applying pressure down their half. But this week, this task, although you're right, they do play good on Old Boys Weekend every time it's around. But Parramatta, I reckon, bouncing back with a point to prove. Dylan Brown's back. They got a few. Campbell Gillard's probably going to be a bit dirty. He didn't get selected for Origin. So, guys, with a point to prove, young Hayes Dunster comes in for Ferguson. So, to me, the bounce-back factor and with the will to win with Parra today and their class, I think they just get home.
What have you made of Parramatta's pack so far this season, Woodsy?
I think they've been really good. I think they try to bully you nice and early in the game. But I think if you can withstand them for that first 10 to 20-minute period and know that you can go set for set with them, I think that's when you get a bit of belief that you can run through them. But the only thing is, you know, they're missing their two main men up front, Newcastle. Saifidi's in Origin and Clemmer's been suspended. So, like Ben just said, yeah, Tyson Frizzell's out as well with the ankle. So, and you know, what Ben just said, Campbell Gillard's going to come back, be filthy that he didn't get picked in Origin. Reid Money's going to have the confidence of knowing that he was that close to playing Origin as well. I just think they're forward. They're going to get him to too much momentum. And I think Reid Money and Moses will have a field day today.
I reckon it's been a hard week for Reid Money in that when he first got picked in that squad, we all thought he was in the team, and that was the general word that went around, was he would start and Harry Grant would play off the bench. But I think Harry surprised the Maroons staff with how fit he was and how he wasn't. There were no issues or repercussions in relation to that hamstring, and so as a result, Reid has to now come back. It'd be such a high to make the Origin squad.
Well, absolutely, and not just that. Like, he'll be trying to show what they've let go. You know, this is, hey, Queensland selectors, here I am. This is what you've let come back to clubland and be looking to prove a point. And, you know, rugby league players are dangerous when they got reasons to play and they got they're fired up for something. And I think just today, Parramatta, you know, they've copped a lot of flack the last couple of weeks. But if you think about their season, they're 9-3. Like, there's a lot of teams who kill to be 9-3. They've won nine games. They've lost three games, right? And they've lost two of those three in the last couple of weeks. They're not going that bad. You know, I think they are entitled to be favourites up there to win the competition with where they're placed now at this part of the season.
But there's a lot on the line here, boys, though, for the Knights. They've had a disappointing year. Granted, there has been some injuries, but they're sitting down there on 12th position on 10 points. It's Old Boys Day. It's in Newcastle. If ever they're going to aim up, it's got to be today.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the big games of the year, especially at Newcastle. When the Old Boys are there, you know, you get them around. It just brings so much energy to the side. I know we've played up there a couple of times with the Tigers. Normally they do it probably the last couple of rounds of the season, and you know you're dead set in for a fight. Even when they were, you know, they had those 3 or 4 years where they got the spoon, they were still up for the challenge each week, each Old Boys game. And it'll be a massive opening, I reckon. I reckon the first 20 to 30 minutes will be massive. But I think if Parramatta can get through that early, you know, the early tussle of the game, I think it'll go a long way to help them win.
All right, let's leave that there because there's a more important game on Wednesday night. Boys, who wins this one and why, Woodsy?
Like I said before, mate, I think New South Wales by 7.
Okay, trying a field goal. What's your analysis on this game? How do you see it going, Benji?
Well, I think the first one's going to be pretty tight. I think if New South Wales can get away to a good start, it might put a bit of doubt into the Queenslanders' head and let the game get away. So it could be a big scoreline in that way. But if they hang in and it's in Queensland and they usually step up when they play in Queensland, I reckon it'd be a pretty tight affair all the way to the end. But I reckon the Blues by 2, just in a close one.
Mm.
Who do you like, Anthony?
I think Queensland will win.
Do you?
Yeah, I just think we always tip against them.
Yeah.
And they always front up. They always show up. As Kenny alluded to earlier, I just think they seem to know Origin better, and it's going to be 99.9% Queenslanders on deck cheering them on in Townsville.
It's the old Jack Gibson line, you'll never go broke back in Queensland. Mm. I think New South Wales are $1.55, which seems incredibly short in a two-horse race.
Here's another old Jack Gibson line for you.
Yes.
There's always free cheese in a mousetrap.
Here's another one for you. Mm-hmm. You've got a rowboat brain and a battleship mouth.
Moving right along, I'll take that on board.
Can you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? So, boys, in a word, you're taking New South Wales, tipping with your heart there, I think.
Of course.
What about you, Benj? Did you say New South Wales?
Just by 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's painted on. He just said New South Wales. What?
I think we said it about 4 times today.
He's just trying to prove about his time we're out around the game.
That's right.
Look, I know what you're doing. You're paddling. Let's paddle. Paddle. Keep paddling, boys. Yeah, let's go. I've got your back, mate.
And you almost got through a whole shift today, Hoops, without annoying me. But right on full time, you had to say, are your ears painted on?
You got to push a few buttons, Anthony. You know that. It's all part of the fun.
It's all happening tonight on Fox League on the Big League Wrap.
Yep, we'll have it all covered there. Mm-hmm. We've got the great 13th Immortal, Mel Meninga on, Lara Piddle host, and Mick Ennis there as always.
Okay. Great job, Lara. Really enjoyed listening lately, yeah.
Mm.
Can't wait to hear Mick just talk about himself and run the whole comments.
That's a bit like working with Maroon.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you will be back when, Woodsy?
Whenever, mate. Whenever you need me.
You're just off
looking for a job.
He needs the cash now.
Yeah.
you might have yourself a couple of sausages for him, eh?
I'll probably find something for him to do.
Gigs?
Might get him a gig at Sporting Globe.
Just give him your number.
Yeah. So just we'll talk about that, Woodsy. But you got to be a bit nicer to me, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, anyway, you were great today.
I thought he was very good.
It was great to catch. Well, no one asked you, did they?
Aaron, who?
Bench, we'll see you after 4. You're going to call the game with Dan.
Yeah.
And Hoops will catch you tonight on Fox.
Thanks, Anthony.
That's it for us. Thanks to our mates at Sea-Doo and, of course, all our friends at Tyre Power. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent stock take sale. It's on now at Tyre Power as Triple M Rocks Origin.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.